Hi guys, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked into the rehab. And guys, if you're not currently subscribing to this podcast, go ahead and subscribe. That way you will get notified every time a new episode drops. All right, so let's jump into today's topic. So today we're going to talk about something that's going to be a sequel from my last week's podcast episode, which was how to get someone to fall for you. Since I received such a unanimous and positive response, I wanted to do a next level or a step up along those same lines, but want to make it slightly juicier, slightly spicier, and slightly more targeted to each gender. So today's topic is going to be how to win a man or a woman's heart. Specifically, in this episode, I'm going to talk about 5 ways to win a man's heart, and then I'm going to jump into 5 ways to win a woman's heart. Because you see, you could fall for, let's say, 2, 3, 10, 15 people at the same time, in the sense that you can like all of those people, but you only have one heart and you can only give it to one person. So if you've not listened to last week's episode, go check it out, because that is definitely the foundation. And this is level 2, to make sure that you get who you desire. And similar to last week's, it really doesn't matter whether you're single, whether you're dating, whether you are in a relationship, whether you're married, because what tends to happen is the things that we do in the beginning of the relationship, we tend to stop doing at some point. And then the other person starts to lose interest. So these 5 strategies for each gender work regardless of your relationship status. All right, so I'm going to start with the 5 ways to win a man's heart. Here's the hit list. Tip number 1. You have to desire him. Show interest, compliment, flirt, but don't act and don't be desperate. There's a big misconception where some men and women think that men don't want to be desired. They don't want to be complimented. They don't want to be flaunted. And that's why a lot of the times, even if women think that a guy looks really great or if their significant other looks amazing, they don't really say anything about it. Because as a society, there's a misconception that women want to be complimented, which we do, but that doesn't mean that only women want to be complimented. As a human being, it doesn't matter what gender you are. It's always nice to be appreciated for looking great, for putting effort into yourself, or for doing something really amazing. It's nice to be recognized. And for whatever reason, men don't get this often. And if you look at couples that are in a happy relationship, you will notice that the female, and if you're in a same-sex relationship, the feminine of the two genders is complimentary. And this is something that surprisingly has a very, very positive in swaying someone's heart in your direction. So first, like I said, desire him, show interest, compliment, flirt, but don't be desperate, because you don't want to do it so often or so much that either it comes across fake or it looks like you can't get anybody else and this person is God's gift to women and men everywhere. Because remember, it's nice to boost somebody's ego, but not to a point where it's going to end up eventually being a turnoff for you. So do all of these things in moderation, sprinkle them around. That way, every time you show acts of interest or you throw compliments, it's appreciated versus the other person just sort of assuming that this is how they should be treated. Second, respect him and be proud of him. Men crave validation just as much as women do, but men crave validation in a very different aspect. With women, the validation is more in terms of our appearances because society leads us to believe that we need to look a certain way. But men, for them, validation is somebody being proud of them, somebody respecting them. That to them is the validation that they are indeed a man. So if you want to win a man's heart, make him feel that way. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples. You can respect a man by asking for his opinion, whether it's on a professional front or a personal front. The positive thing of that is by asking for his opinion, you are including him in your life, but also you're showing him that you respect what he has to say and you respect him. And that in turn will make him feel important in your life, but also more of like a man that, wow, this woman is coming to me and she's asking me for advice. Therefore, I must have something to say of value to her. And the other thing that goes hand in hand with respect is when we show someone respect, that also means that we are proud of that person in the sense that you're not going to respect someone that in a public setting, you wouldn't want to go up to and have people see you talk to that individual. So another form of respect is just being proud of someone. When you are with this man, be happy, be excited, want to introduce him to other people. That just sort of gives off that aura that you are just very proud of who he is as a person. And you're also very proud of just being around him. The third thing is, and this is actually something that I've noticed a lot in the past, it's also an area that I've coached some of the women in. And when I had my radio show, this topic would also come up often. You see, the difference between men and women, and obviously society plays such a big part in this, is that women are allowed to be emotionally, I wouldn't say insecure, but emotionally a little bit all over the place. If we cry, if we're angry or if we're emotional about a situation, no one freaks out about it. It's completely expected and normal for a woman to act that way. And it's also not a surprise when women go and talk to everybody under the sun about their situation because it's like, well, she's a woman. So that's just sort of expected. Therefore, women also have a circle of friends or family where they can just go to and talk about any situation under the sun. Traditionally, men don't really have that type of a relationship where maybe they have one or two people in their lives that they can go and confide in. But generally, a man looks towards his partner to be that confidant for him. So if you are in a relationship with this man, then you have to make sure that he realizes and he recognizes that you are his safe place. You are his confidant. He can come to you and he can talk about anything under the sun without feeling judged or without feeling that you will think of him as less of a man if he shares his insecurities with you, if he shares his fears with you. So you have to make sure that you are a confidant to this guy, that he can walk up to you, he trusts you to a point where he can tell you anything. That's the type of relationship that will win over a man. Because as I said, the society, the environment that the society creates is where a woman has that. She has that with a lot of friends, she has that with family. Men traditionally don't have that. And they look for that in a partner. So you have to make sure that you are that safe place for this guy. And if you are not dating, then you have to show subtly that you are very trustworthy. You're very loyal. You are someone that he can trust. And it takes a bit of a time, so don't get frustrated, because this is not something where you'll accomplish it within the first date or the first 5 dates. The more your relationship progresses with a person, the more they'll get to know you, the more hopefully they will trust you if you have shown time and time again that you are someone that has integrity, that has their best wishes at heart, and you will never do anything purposefully to hurt them. Therefore, they can trust you. That's what you want this guy to think of you every time your image comes to his mind. Fourth thing, you have to support him, but you also have to challenge him. I've often seen situations where there'll be a dynamics of a relationship, whether there's a title or not, where a guy is with a female that just says and does everything to please him. But there's really nothing challenging about her. There's no real way that she challenges him. Maybe she stimulates him physically. Obviously, there's a reason why she's there. But she's not stimulating his mind. She's not stimulating the part of him where he feels that he can do more, where he wants to do more, where he wants to be a better person, whether he wants to excel in, whether in a career or in a hobby, or she doesn't ignite his passion. And of course, that could be in the bedroom. But more importantly, what does she do outside of the bedroom? So that is very, very important. And the reason why both of these things go together is we can support someone, but if we don't challenge them, then that person will never grow while they're with us. So the only way to help somebody grow into being a better person or into being good at something is by both supporting, because chances are they're not going to get there in the first try. So by being supporting, but also challenging them and showing them that the reason why you're challenging them is because you genuinely believe that they're able to get to this next level or to accomplish this goal or to do this thing. And the man has to genuinely feel that although you support him, you also see something in him that he yet does not see in himself. But the fact that you believe that he could be fill in the blanks X, Y, and Z is what is going to motivate him to go after that thing. And what is going to get him to be confident enough to pursue whatever that thing is. So it's so important to do both of these things in tandem. Number five, or the last thing that I'm going to share on how to win a man's heart, is going to be, drum roll, leave him wanting more. If you're an avid listener of this podcast, there's many times that I have shared, traditionally, the tribal instincts of a man and a woman are very, very different. Men have been hunters in history, which means that they want to conquer. They want to win. They want to get the next best thing. And even in this day and age, you can see that in terms of sports, in terms of guys wanting to go after cars, them wanting more money. It's always bigger, better, faster. That's what fuels and that's what drives a man. So if you want to win his heart, you always have to leave him wanting more. Whether that's physically, whether that's emotionally, whether that's in the sense of he can't exactly figure out who you are because you're always changing. He can't always get a hold of you because you have your own life and you're busy doing your own things. The point is, there's a variety of different ways that you can make a man feel that the chase is never over. And this is actually something that I received as an advice in a conversation that I had with a beautiful older woman. She had been married, I want to say maybe 40 or 50 years. And I just saw her interaction with her husband. And somehow during the course of the conversation, she told me that even after all of these years, her husband still desires her. He still wants her. And the reason for that is that even after all of these years together, there's still bits and pieces of her that are new to him, because she's changing and she's evolving, and he's never been able to fully figure her out. And that is the biggest reason why she has been able to hold his interest and his heart for the many, many years that they've been married. So to me, that was pretty, pretty awesome to get that type of an insight from someone that's actually in a successful long-term relationship. And if she can do it for 40, 50 years, ladies, get your shit together. Because if you're dating someone for a couple weeks to a couple months, or if you've only been in a relationship for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, then this should be nothing. And also, it's not something that you have to sometimes do consciously. So it's not like you have to think to yourself like, oh, I have to leave him wanting more. No. Live your life. Make sure that you become the better person or the better version of yourself. And as long as you continuously improve yourself and enrich your life and focus on you, he's going to end up wanting more because you are going to be changing. So this is like a, to me, a double bonus. Whereas it's not something that you're doing in a malicious way. You are just making yourself better. And a bonus is he's going to always be intrigued with you. And for those of you that have been dealing with guys for more than a year, I'm sure that you can relate. It is very hard to hold a man's interest. Most of the men are, I think they have ADD, which I know they don't, but that's what it feels like. One blink and that's it. They're on to somebody else. So the only way you can hold a man's interest and get him to continuously want you is focus on you and be the best damn version of yourself. All right, so now I'm going to give the tip to the fellas, or for anyone that wants to win a woman over, and we are going to talk about 5 different ways to win a woman's heart. Full disclaimer, as I mentioned throughout some of my podcast, I always like to do a pulse check and some research because I love to see what is floating around on the internet. I love to ask different people to kind of get their feedbacks on topic before I actually jump and go ahead and do an episode. And to me, it was so fascinating. There are more articles on how to win a woman's heart than vice versa. And for those of you that checked out my episodes on ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, ex-relationships, I also mentioned this on there, that there are more men that research on how to get their ex-girlfriends back versus the other way around. So I thought that was kind of fascinating that women are more of a mystery to men and they need to go to the internet to find out. But this also validates what I just said about how to win a guy's heart. As I mentioned in one of our tips, which was number 3, guys don't really have a big circle of friends that they go to and they talk about sensitive topics. So that makes it even more important for a woman to really be his confidant. And this sort of validates that, is if guys had more females in their lives, or a woman that they can go and talk to, or friends that they can confide in, that they wouldn't need to go and research on the internet. This is the advice that they could just get in their circle. So I thought that was pretty fascinating that there's so many people trying to figure out women. And here is my little part in making this mystery slightly less mysterious for you. So let's jump right into it. hit list of 5 different ways to win a woman's heart. Number one, and I think this is absolutely the most crucial. You have to make a woman feel physically safe and emotionally secure. And these two things have to go hand in hand. If a woman feels physically safe with you, but emotionally does not feel secure with you and within your relationship, then she is not going to stick around long term. And if you want to win her heart, it's never going to happen. Because unless a man can provide both of these things to a female, she's not going to stay in his life long term. Even as a friend. Because this is something, this is like a primitive need. Just like I was talking about guys wanting to chase or needing to chase. For women, security is a primitive need. But security is not just physically being secure. It's also emotional security. A woman needs to feel that she is emotionally safe with you. Her feelings are emotionally safe with you. Otherwise, she will never trust you and she will never open up to you. And she will never stay in your life. I think to a degree, even as a friend, women need that. Because as you can also see with this podcast, women talk a lot. And women talk about everything under the sun. So a woman's not going to spend an extended time with you if she feels that she has to continuously think about what she can share with you and what she can't. Because just the emotional capacity of a woman is different from a man. Women generally, and again, guys, take all of this with a grain of salt because all 5 fingers are not the same. So I'm talking about in general terms when I refer to men and women. Obviously, every female is not going to be exactly the same. But for a majority of women, they need the emotional security and they need to feel that they can trust you. Otherwise, it's difficult for them to be a close-knit part of your life if they have to continuously think and filter everything that they share with you. So that is number one. Second, the way women are built, and I think life plays a factor in this, but the way women are built, we have our emotional highs and lows. I've often joked about this, that within 60 seconds, a woman can go from being upset to really happy, to being surprised, to feeling, to being nurturing, to being angry or borderline having a psychotic episode, all within 60 seconds. And these are all of these feelings that she can experience, yes, it's true, in a minute. So for a woman, especially with social media, especially with men kind of always not being laser focused on one thing or on one person, a woman needs reassurance of your interest, of your love, and your commitment. Now, if you're not in a commitment with the woman whose heart you want to win, then you want to certainly display traits that lead her to assume that you would be someone that would give her commitment and that can be loyal and faithful and committed in the relationship if things progress to that level. And I mean, think like, let's take a step back and just think about this. Women generally want a relationship. Men generally want freedom. So it's not a big surprise that a woman would want reassurance of your interest because she wants to make sure that you haven't changed your mind. That your desire to want freedom isn't something that she needs to now know about or be concerned about. So you have to make sure that she's constantly aware of the fact that you like her, you're interested in her, and that you want to be with her. And this is also why women love romantic gestures. And they don't have to be always big and grand things. But just little reminders that she matters to you, you still think about her, maybe reference a past experience that the two of you have shared together. This, in the back of her mind, just lets her to believe that, yes, we're still here. This guy still wants to be with me. And it just, and the crazy thing is, I think it actually does make the woman want the guy a little bit more. Because every time a man does something sweet for a female, it reminds her of how amazing he is for the fact that he did that. And that does sort of re-spark or reignite the spark that she has for him. So, guys, I'll definitely recommend, if you're not someone that does sweet little surprises, you got to get on your A game, because this works with women. Just make sure that if you are going to do this, it's actually genuine, because in this episode, I'm not trying to teach you how to be a player. So if you are going to do sweet gestures, just make sure that they come from a good place, right? Because you don't want to win somebody's heart if all you want to do is just break it. For those sort of things, you could go to a club, or I'm sure there's 1-800 numbers that you can call. All right, number three, moving on. This sort of ties with number two. When you are reassuring a female of your interest, you are also boosting her confidence. Women are always subject to criticism. You get criticism at your place of work, you get criticism when you go to school, you get criticism, or you feel criticized when you watch social media, where you see an ad on TV, because the standards of beauty for women are just unrealistic. Where even if you went to a plastic surgeon on a daily basis, you still could not convince a woman that she's perfect, because the standards of beauty placed by society are just unrealistic. So if you want to win over a woman, you got to boost the shit out of her confidence. Yes, more so than a female has to do to a man. Because like I said, women are more self-conscious about their physical appearance, and also about their, I would say, their qualifications or trait, you know, depending on the individual, than men are. But mostly physically, women are way more self-conscious. So if you want to win a woman over, never ever say that does not look good on you. You have to be very, very choosy and very, very selective with your words. You always got to make her feel great in her skin, just as she is. And by doing that, you are reassuring her of your interest in her. So it's sort of like it hits two birds with one stone, which is why this is number three. Number four, every time you spend time with a female, yes, we pay attention to the littlest things, even when we seem like we are oblivious. Every time you spend time with her, make sure it's something memorable that you do. And again, it doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Maybe it's something you say. Maybe it's the way that you hold her. Maybe it's the way that you look at her. Maybe there's a song that's playing on the radio. Maybe it's the way you dance. Get it? There's a bunch of different things that you can do. But make sure she has a memorable time with you. And most importantly, make her laugh. I've never come across a single female that ever said, I don't like that guy because he makes me laugh. Women look for a man that can make them laugh. It's a personality thing, because women are more social than men. So this is a quality that women find extremely sexy in a dude. If you can make a woman laugh, let's say, just by playing devil's advocate, you're not that attractive. Trust me, the better your jokes are, the more fun she's having with you, the better you're going to start to look in her eyes. Like, you could start off by being like Jonas Hills before he lost all of that weight. By the time she's done with the night, assuming you made her laugh and she had fun with you, she's going to start to think that you're George freaking Clooney. It's amazing how this works with women. So if you're not good at telling jokes, like I am not, find other ways to inject humor into your conversations. And again, you don't need to be a stand-up comedian, but just jokes, just things that she would find funny. If it's not what you say, maybe it's something that you do that would just get her interest. because everyone has a different sense of humor. So get to know her and find out what her sense of humor is and make sure that she is always having a good time and she's laughing when she's with you. Number five, unfortunately, I could only list five for men and women. Obviously, if I do redo this podcast episode, I can add a bunch of new things to this list. But in the interest of time, I had to be choosy. So the fifth thing to win a woman's heart is you have to be attentive. What does that mean? You have to be a good listener. And you have to be her best friend. As I mentioned before, women can talk. So if you cannot listen, or if you don't have the patience to listen, you're going to have a hard time winning a woman's heart. Or you can just date a female that doesn't talk a lot, but that's like finding a diamond in the rough, honestly, because most women talk a lot. So you have to be attentive, because that lets her know that you care enough about her to pay attention. That also shows that you respect her, which means when she's talking, you are listening. And by being attentive, you can also offer your advice or your input into a situation, which she would value and she would appreciate. And then lastly, women feel the closest to a guy that she feels is not only her lover, but also her best friend. Women generally search for this, where they don't want someone that they're just dating or they're just with, but have no sort of relationship. Like, you don't want a Melania and Donald Trump situation. You want someone that's like Jen and Brad before Brad ran off with Angelina. Like, that's what you want, and that's what a woman looks for. So if you can be somebody that listens to her when she speaks, offers advice when she asks you to, and is her best friend, the first person that she thinks about talking to as soon as she wakes up, the first person that she calls anytime something amazing or something bad happens in her life, you, my friend, are winning. Because when you get a woman to be that close to you and have that level of friendship with you, that means everything that I just shared from 1 to 4 is already there. Boom. And now you just knocked it out of the park with number 5. And her heart, done deal. It's yours, whether she says it or not. Because women oftentimes are hesitant to express how they feel when it comes to these types of commitments because they look for the man to lead. But these are all of the subtle ways that you can know for sure that she is head over heels for you. And the chances are, if you've done all of these 5 things, forget winning her heart. There is no other dude in the picture. Because when a woman starts to look at you like her best friend, she's not entertaining anybody else. So if you're dating somebody and you're like, I don't know if she's talking to other guys or she's dating someone else, I guarantee it, if you hit check, 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 and check on all 5 of these things, that woman is not with anyone else. I promise. Well, no, I can't promise because I don't know her. So I hope you guys had fun with this week's podcast episode. I appreciated the feedback. And honestly, that's why I wanted to do something that was more gender specific to men and women. So both genders kind of know what their game plan sort of looks like. And I, based on the popular request, I wanted to certainly add to the feedback that I got on last week's podcast episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I did. And if you, like I said, if you've not subscribed, make sure that you subscribe, because I know I drop podcast episodes at random times throughout the day. So then that way you will get notified as soon as my episode goes live. So with all of this, hope you guys have an amazing day, an amazing week. And until next time, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked out of the rehab. Bye, guys.